When I was in college, I went to my local masjid for an event that was geared about teaching those who are not Muslim Islam. And they had a high school student who was female recite the Quran. And I was so appalled because I thought it was so haram that a woman would recite the Quran where men could hear her. I approached the organizer of the event, an incredible sister, may Allah bless her, and I asked her about this. And I was like, you know, we shouldn't have had a woman reciting the Quran. And she said, well, maybe it's a difference of opinion. And she was so surprised to hear that because she said she's from Indonesia. And in Indonesia, women recite Quran all the time. That's normal. And that was the first time I ever came across that idea that, subhanAllah, there are Muslim majority countries in which women recite the Quran on competitions, on TV, in conferences, women recite the Quran. And then when I moved to Egypt, I went to Masjid al-Azhar one day. I was going to study and there was a famous Quran reciter. He was sitting in the masjid. In front of him, there were men on one side with a small little gap. On the other side, there were women. And he was reciting, and the men and women were reciting after him. They were practicing their recitation by mimicking exactly how he would recite. There were probably 200 people there. And subhanAllah, he was conducting this halaqah where men and women were feeling so uplifted with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were all present. And that was the second time that I was ever exposed to women reciting the Quran in a space where men could hear their voices. And then the third time was when I moved to LA after Egypt. I went to go do my master's at UCLA, and I was looking everywhere for a female Quran teacher, because even though I had those two experiences, I had never really studied this issue, and I wasn't sure I could study with a male. I had only had female Quran teachers until that point. And I couldn't find a Quran teacher anywhere who was a woman. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened, I mean, mashallah, I did. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her so much. But it was just her schedule, my schedule wouldn't work because she was an hour away and I was in LA and I was doing my program and it couldn't work, subhanAllah. I kept making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the right way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with Sheikh Muhib, who many of you have heard me rave about on social media. A master of the Quran, mashallah. He knows all of the qira'at, he has sanad and everything. He knows the Quran, the entire thing, like Surah Al-Fatiha. He does not look at the mushaf to recite. He opens the mushaf because he says that it's ibadah, simply to look at the mushaf. But he'll have it open at Surah Al-Baqarah and he's reciting Surah Al-Ma'idah, subhanAllah. So he told me, Maryam, you need to recite the Quran at the end of the year banquet. You need to show people that you're not Arab, that you're from California, that you're a woman, and that you can recite the Quran. And I was like, Sheikh, astaghfirullah, Sheikh. I'm not able to do that. I'm a female. You are a teacher. You are my Quran teacher, and you are a grandfather, because he actually is one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and have so much mercy on him and his family. I can't recite in front of a bunch of men. And he got so angry at me. May Allah forgive me for my lack of adab with Sheikh Shuyukh. I have no knowledge. And Sheikh Muhib was like, Maryam, don't you know that Islamic history is filled with women reciters? Don't you know that our legacy is women reciting the Quran? Don't you know how many in our history, how many women have taught men the Quran? This is our history. This is Islamic legacy, women reciters. And so I recited Quran at the banquet. And then I started really studying this issue. And there are 3 points. I'm inshallah going to be releasing an article that goes into all of these issues, inshallah, with all of the references for you. But because this is gonna be a very short, inshallah, video, just to quickly go over the points so that you can participate, inshallah, in the female Quran reciter campaign, the For Mother campaign, in which, inshallah, every day I'm going to be releasing a recitation from Juz Amma. And I would love for you women, sisters, my sisters, to recite on social media. This doesn't have to be about men at all. This is for women, by women, with women, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, may Allah bless you so much. If you are concerned about anything, we respect you and we love you for the sake of Allah. And we just ask that you turn off your sound, because this isn't about you. May Allah bless you so much. This is about sisters hearing the voices of other sisters and feeling inspired by other women. I personally never felt the need to hear other women's voices. I didn't know that. I loved reciting and listening to men. I loved listening to male reciters. But when I started reciting Quran in front of women for women's conferences and events, hundreds of women would come to me in tears telling me this is the first time they ever thought the Quran was accessible to them. So we need this. We need so much to hear other women's voices. And it's okay if you sound like nails on a chalkboard. We're all gonna sound like that in the beginning because we haven't practiced this. But with practice, inshallah, we will get there. And Allah sees your effort. And here are the 3 points that I want, inshallah, to tell you so that, inshallah, your heart will feel at ease. The first one is the concept of a voice of a woman being awra. But that concept is refuted in the Quran itself because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. If you're going to ask them something, ask them from behind a curtain. Now that ayah itself has the most empowering understanding, but we're not going to get into that right now. What we're actually going to focus on is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply says, when you speak, that is a refutation to the concept of a woman's voice being awra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. And speak words that are, speak well. And that's a refutation. I mean, obviously, if you're going to be speaking, your voice is not going to be awra. In fact, the Quran is giving guidelines for how to speak. Now, here is the real issue. The ayah, فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. So don't speak, and here is the my loose attempt at a translation. Don't speak seductively, don't speak flirtatiously, don't make your voice in this manner so that it can impact someone who has a disease in their heart. Now, Imam al-Suyuti, his tafsir does very much align with what I just said. But other mufassirun, like Qatada, and scholars, like Qatada, Imam al-Baghawi and others, their understanding of this ayah is very different. They talk about a person who has hypocrisy in their heart, someone who's struggling with fisq. Like, these are very big, serious issues. So a different understanding of this verse that is used for not just women don't recite Quran could have to do with protecting the Muslim community from the way the words that you speak, could be protection of the ummahat themselves from someone who could be having ill will. So many different interpretations of this verse exist from classical Quran scholars. So we're not going to go into all of that right now. We're just going to say that more exists than simply women don't recite Quran. So then what about hadith? The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't in any way, in anywhere say women just do not recite Quran. In fact, there was a narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as mentioned in Imam Ahmad. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking past a home and he heard a woman reciting, "Hal ataka hadithul ghashiyah?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to whom this verse, "Has the news not come to you?" was revealed, became extremely emotional and said, it has come to me. Oh, kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's an obligation on him to say, it's haram for a woman to recite the Quran so loudly. It's haram for men to hear a woman recite Quran. It's an obligation for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to clarify rulings. But he didn't. Instead, he was simply emotionally impacted by the recitation of this woman. Now, where does the concept of a woman not reciting come from? It comes from Sad al-Dhara'i', which is really blocking the means too great to harm. So preventing something that could cause fitna. So in a certain time period, maybe hearing a woman's voice reciting the Quran could have been a cause of great fitna for a particular community. We live in California, right? I live in California, you live wherever you live, but we could generally say that in our globe right now, we are hearing women and men sing. We are exposed on Instagram, on your feed, to crazy, crazy stuff, on TikTok. I mean, we have, in our society, exposure to so much more fitna than a woman reciting the Quran. The greater fitna that we have in our society right now is the fact that we have closed the doors of hearing women's recitation, so other women don't know that the Quran is for them. The greater fitna right now is that we've caused women to feel like they cannot approach the Quran, like memorizing the Quran is not something that they should even consider. The greater fitna is leaving Islam, a'udhu billah, may Allah protect us, is women not feeling like Islam is accessible to them because we've closed those doors in fear of fitna. We have Islamic history in which women were Quran reciters, the teacher of Abdul Basit, the great reciter. We have Sa'd al-Khair, who was a master of the Quran in Egypt, who would teach men and whose recitation would be asked to be in banquets and in weddings, and only with, she mentions the plethora of radios and just using the radio. When that came about, she stopped being such a well-asked Quran reciter to recite in all these functions. We also have Imam al-Sakhawi listening to Hani and being emotionally impacted by her. We have Quran reciters as part of our history. It's time. that we allow women to hear other women and become them, inshallah.